Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. We are back. We are back. Woo! We are back. Gotham returned last night on Fox. A brand new season. Monsters. A mad city. It's totally awesome. Before we get into it, thank you for tuning in to our past recap shows. If you're tuning in for the first time, yes, me and Amy. Amy's on the other line from the VRO.com. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hi, Mike. I'm excited to be back on air.
I know. We've been counting down. It feels like years.
It does. It really does.
So people,
and it's only been, what, 3 months?
Yeah, but it feels like forever. Like, I was like, man, it's just feeling. Feels like, but it was so good to be back. So for people that are tuning in for the first time, a couple of spots if you want to check out some of our past recap shows. We've been talking Gotham since the beginning. The VRO.com, that is Amy's blog. That's where she puts all her babies there. The VRO.com, make sure you check that spot out. My blog, iWatchMike.com. We are available on iTunes. If you go to iTunes and search Talking Gotham, you'll find me and Amy there. And of course, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. If you don't have iTunes, you can go there as well. So all the shows are there. We're going to be recapping the brand new season, hopefully every Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, since it airs on Monday nights. We're going to be talking about Gotham, Mad City, Better to Reign in Hell. I have my notes here, as you can hear, people. Two pages.
And like always, I have no notes.
You have no notes. People, yeah, that's what Amy always does.
I rely on my memory.
Whatever. She relies on me, because one day I'm going to be like, I don't have any notes. What do you got? And you're going to be like, oh, Jim was cute. And it rained.
Yes. Oh my God, Jim was cute.
Okay, okay. Let's start off in the beginning, very beginning. Last season, Jim says, deuces, everybody, even those monsters are loose. I'm going to go find Lee, which you weren't happy about.
No, I was not happy about that. I'm still not happy about it.
You're not a fan of Lee at all.
No.
So Jim, immediately this episode kicks off with Jim, which I thought it was hilarious and funny at the same time, because it was like they didn't waste any time. It was like, let's just not even drag it. Let's just have him go there, see through the window that Lee has found happiness. And then Jim's like, all right. And then 6 months later, dun, dun, dun.
No. Did we see the guy's face or did we just see the back of his head?
You do see his face. He's a good looking guy.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure, because it kind of looked like we just saw the back of his head. I really wasn't paying that close of attention.
Of course.
Because, you know, she was on the screen.
I know. You're like, oh, that's a nice house. Oh, Lee lives there. Never mind. Yeah. Yeah. No, they do. They show the side of his face. And I was looking because I was like, do we know this guy? What is going on?
Yeah, I was like thinking, because, you know, there's two Bruces running around and there was two Jims.
Oh, that is true.
I was like, is this the other Jim?
That would be hilarious. Now I'm going to have to go back and go see if that looks like the imposter plastic Jim. See, yeah. Now you got my head thinking now. Way to go.
You're welcome.
So 6 months later, bam, Jim now is a bounty hunter like Boba Fett. What did you think about the first creature, the dinosaur creature with the things coming out of his back?
Creepy.
I thought it was cool, right?
The thing, it's freaking huge.
Yes. And a truck takes him out. I was really upset. I was like, oh, this is going to be so good because there's going to be so many different creatures. And then a truck takes him out. And I'm like, what?
Well, I mean, normally trucks, yeah, no matter what it is, truck's going to take you out.
Do you think he's dead, or do you think he's just kind of like knocked him out?
He's probably dead.
That would be a waste of a creature, man, because he was pretty badass. I was like, this is...
Yeah, just think if you were that actor. You had to sit in that makeup chair.
That would suck. Like, I was in the chair
and
for 4 hours.
Like 2 minutes.
And then I'm dead. No, he's got to be alive. Because that creature was dope. He had to been mixed like with a Stegosaurus or something. Because those spikes.
Yeah, I saw dinosaur too.
Yeah. So let's see what else in my notes here. Going down the line, Jamie Chung is Miss Valerie Vale.
I love it. I love her. I love her husband. I'm so excited that she's on Gotham.
Whoa. Who's her husband?
Brian Green. Brian Greenberg.
Who's that guy?
He is from One Tree Hill.
Oh, God. Here we go with One Tree Hill again. God, you guys love One Tree Hill.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, I've loved Jamie Chung since Real World.
Real World.
Yeah,
exactly.
Back in the day. And actually, I tweeted out and she liked my tweet. Can you believe that?
Yes, I do believe that. We actually had her on the VRO, her and her husband, for their movie Tomorrow in Hong Kong.
Can we not talk about her husband? I don't want to talk about her husband right now. I didn't even know she was married.
She is happily married. Sorry, Mike.
I thought I was going to have a chance. I mean, I thought if maybe she got a divorce and I got a divorce, then maybe there might be a chance for us.
Maybe down the future.
Maybe. You never know. You never know.
Never know.
But Jamie Chung is in this. I think thought she was freaking awesome.
I really like her character.
Yes. And she's definitely got some girl power. She ain't taking people's crap. She knows how to get out handcuffs. She's got a mouth on her. It's dope. I'm liking it.
That's how you like your women. Know how to get out of handcuffs and have a mouth on.
Yes. That's why Jamie Chung and I. If you're listening, Jamie. I mean, if you get divorced, I get divorced. There might be a chance. I'll fit you in, Jamie. Just saying.
I'll put it in good word for you.
Okay, thank you. And speaking of some hotness, and I know you're probably going to be like, oh, there's Mike's favorites. Because when I saw my Barbara and Tabitha get on the screen, holy smokes.
They are some badass women.
I have to throw out there, because I'm looking at my notes right now, and there were some really good parts, but I got to say, Barbara and Tabitha took the episode for me. You know? They were, like, for me, hilarious. I mean, owning their own bar, and then Butch is so whooped on Tabitha, which I can understand. And then the bullies come, and them to come to find out that Butch planned the whole entire thing.
How is that for some payback?
That's...
I mean, like, come on, guy. Get over it.
Whoa. Get over who are you talking about? You talking about Butch?
Yes.
Why?
Butch needs to move on.
You saw the look that Tabitha gave him at the end.
Yeah, she's in love with him.
I'm telling you.
I mean, how can you not be? He's big. He's a big old teddy bear, and he knows how to kill people.
See, that was just, yeah. I think there's something. I think there's something there. There's still hope. I thought it was hilarious. Hilarious. I mean, great. Especially what's a quab? What's a quab? What Barbara was making fun of the dude. I mean, those girls. I mean, it's obvious.
Well, I mean, it was hard for him to talk. He just got beat with his own gun by a girl.
Dude, those girls. They don't need no protection.
No.
Hell
they
no.
They definitely needed no protection.
So I can't wait. I'm hoping this season we see a lot more of them. Loved their chemistry. Loved. They don't play. And I can't wait. I can't wait. Let's see here. Speaking of taking names, kicking ass and taking names, Bruce and Alfred.
I mean, they were kicking ass at the beginning, not towards the end.
That is true. Very true. Let's talk about the happy part. Okay. They were in Switzerland, kind of chilling out there, doing their thing. Of course, I'm sure they were doing some investigating. I don't think they were out there on vacation.
No, they weren't skiing.
No, I think they were definitely doing something. And then Bruce calls out the board. And Alfred
steps
in.
I do like
in.
How he just went in and he sat down and he called him out.
Oh,
I like
dude.
That.
Bruce, cool as a cucumber is what I have in my notes right here. I mean, that was pretty dope. And then when they walk out, they're like, how about some pancakes? You know, so, but you knew that something was going to happen, right?
Yeah, definitely. Especially when they go into the room and all the windows are open. Like, come on, guys. How many times have people went into that room and tried to kill you?
I know.
Your windows.
I saw on Twitter, it was like, how many times has Bruce got kidnapped already? But Alfred got his ass kicked.
Yeah, he really did.
Like, I really.
Now, is the other Bruce going to take this Bruce's place?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out with emo. I call him emo Bruce. I don't know what this guy's deal is. And the way that I'm talking about it, I'm not irritated. I like this. It's just I'm a little concerned because this little emo Bruce is really going to mess things up. I have a feeling. And
they're gonna be like, oh, which Bruce did we take?
Yeah, I'm curious to see what is this. What do you think it is? Do you think the dad grew an emo Bruce from a test tube, a petri dish? Or do you think could Bruce this be Bruce's brother? I don't know.
I mean, it could be his twin brother. They could have been separated at birth. It could be a test tube baby. It could just be his clone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was a little...
But I'm going to be kind of upset if the real Bruce doesn't come back and it's just this Bruce.
No, you know. Okay, look, when Alfred wakes up from getting his butt kicked, he is going to go in Alfred mode. Okay?
He won't go in Alfred mode if this Bruce is sitting right there. No, there and is... he thinks nothing happened.
Do you really think that Emo Bruce is like sitting in the bushes and then now when he wakes up, Emo Bruce is getting... No. Alfred will know that's not Bruce. Emo Bruce hasn't been around long enough to get the characteristics of Bruce.
I hope you're right.
I know I'm right. There's no way.
I hope you're right.
There's no way. I mean, yeah, there's no way. Yeah, Alfred would figure it out. And yeah, there's no way. I think Emo Bruce is still in Gotham downtown trying to figure out what's going on with Ivy and Minnie Cat. I think when Alfred wakes up, it's on, and it's going to be pretty badass because he's going to be whooping people's asses.
Well, so he's downtown thinking of Minnie Cat. Ivy, she just swept around the ocean. She's in the ocean swimming right now.
Well, we already know that she's not going to die, right? Because she's poison Ivy. So I'm wondering, though, do you think – because right now little Ivy just plays with plants – And I'm throwing this out there for everybody out there. Me and Amy don't read the comics. We are fans of the show because I know there could be people listening going, stupid ass. No, I'm just saying, I'm just putting that out there because I don't read the comics.
We're fans of the shows. We don't do, I don't do the DC comics.
And I don't read ahead.
Unless you're Superman.
I don't read ahead and for spoilers like Amy does. Amy likes spoilers and likes to... But guess what?
Well, I did send you that spoiler over the summer where Ivy's going to be a grown-up now.
That is true. You did. So it seems like it's going to fast forward.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
So maybe because the guy that touched her was the guy that's supposed to, you know, take away your youth and turn you old. That's the guy that touched her before she fell.
So hold on a second. So you're telling me what you think is that Ivy got swept away, and since she got touched by the toucher guy, that she grew up, and then when she gets out of the water, she's going to be an adult?
They probably will play it that way.
Okay. I didn't see that coming. I don't know.
I mean, how else are they going to bring the new Ivy in?
Unless they fast forward. Like, you know, I mean, Jesus, we jumped 6 months.
No, because if they fast forward, then Bruce has got to be bigger. Cat's got to be bigger. I don't know. They got to go grow up too.
I don't know. I'm not trying to analyze it like you always do. Okay, you're already thinking.
What you love about me?
No, I don't, because then I'm just like, slow it down, Amy, slow it down. But yeah, to me, I really think she got swept away, and I think somehow she's going to get mixed in with some stuff, and that's how she's going to have powers with stuff. That's what I think. I think that who knows where she's going to get pushed to. But I'm curious because I like little mini Ivy. Let's see here. Let's talk about real quick, Riddler.
That's one thing I liked about this episode. We got to see everyone.
Yep.
It was a little... Even the people we didn't want to see.
What do you mean?
We got to see them anyways.
Are you talking about Lee again?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. But no, this I totally agree with you. It was this premiere episode gave you a taste of everyone and everything. Even to the ending when the music's playing and you're seeing each character doing their separate thing. It was just such a great premiere. Okay, so let's talk about Riddler. Riddler, and it's obvious over this time that he's been locked up, Penguin's been visiting him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What do you think about the situation? I mean, you think he's going to get out? You think he's going to stay in this season?
He's going to have to get out.
Well, I mean, he's going to have to get out, but do you think he'll get out this season? Or do you think he'll still be locked up? Do you think he's going to play like Silence of the Lamb? You know, like he's going to be giving advice from inside the walls?
Yeah, that would be good for this season. And then next season, he gets out and kills everyone.
Okay, there you go. All right. You do like psychopaths. Okay, enough of that one. What do you think? Okay, now this is another particular person, people that are tuning in for their very first time. If you and for those of that have been following us, you already know where I'm going with this. For those of you who don't, Amy has never been a big fan of Fish Mooney.
No.
Amy was so happy, lit up firecrackers, ran around her neighborhood naked when Fish Mooney died. But then when she came back, you were raised in hell because you're not a big fan of Fish Mooney. What do you think now?
Like, how do you not like Jada Pinkett Smith? I'm not talking about Jada Pinkett Smith. I'm talking about freaking Fish Mooney.
So what do you think now? Has she grown on you?
No.
Still?
She still needs to be dead.
Really?
I hope she doesn't get her pills and she dies.
Jesus. She's a dope badass person. She's like bad, and then she's got the army of other people, like the X-Men mutants.
No, she's not bad.
Oh, man.
She's not bad. There's nothing bad about her.
Dude, she's got her powers. She can make people do things, and she's the ringleader of some badass monsters.
No.
All right.
If I had to pick,
Uh-huh.
I would pick Lee over her.
So you're telling me you hate Fish more than you hate Lee?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me let's put it out there right now. And I want you to be honest, because I don't want you people for tuning in for the first time. Amy has a tendency of like keeping her mouth shut, and then when we get off, oh, let me tell you why, Mike. No. I want to know, like, put it out there, and us fans want to know, like, what is it about Fish that you don't like about her?
I don't know. She just rubbed me the wrong way first season. I don't like her character at all.
Really? That's it?
That is it. I just don't like her character.
Were you ever bullied by somebody that looked like her growing up?
No, I just don't like her character.
Lose a boyfriend by a girl?
I don't like it.
All right. I think she's...
Just like I'm so happy that the mayor, he died. Tabitha's brother.
Oh, yeah, but I thought he was good. Galavan was cool. He was a cool bad guy. You know? Okay, maybe, never mind. I don't know what you're thinking. Okay, let's see here. What else we got? Let's talk about Jim Gordon.
Jim Gordon.
So we did see him in the beginning. We do see that. He's a bounty hunter. He's going around. It's obvious that he only does jobs for the right price.
Yes.
There is some kind of friction between him and Barnes and Bullock. Of course, Bullock wants him to come back to the force, but he doesn't want to because he just doesn't want any rules. It's obvious that Barnes now gets pissed off at this episode at the guys. Let's talk about Barnes real quick. Barnes yells at them and then starts coughing in the background. What do you think?
Okay.
Tell Gina to stay the hell out of the room because we're talking Gotham.
I ran to another room.
Okay. Sorry, Gothamites. It's just that Amy has some girl named Gina over, and just because Gina doesn't do any more podcasts anymore, she can ruin our show.
Okay, what was your question?
No, it's too late now. Moving right along. I was asking you, what'd you think about Barnes coughing at the end there? He looks either sick or dying. What do you think? Do you think he was just kind of overworking himself?
Barnes sick and dying? I didn't see that part.
You did not see that part.
I don't remember him coughing.
What?
I mean, come on, it's Barnes on the screen. Who's really paying attention?
Wow, I cannot believe.
When you've got Bullock and you got Gordon, who pays attention to Barnes?
Oh, says the one that noticed the side of the face of Lee's supposedly boyfriend and you're wondering if it's Mr. Stretch Jim. You analyze the side of a face, but you cannot see Barnes. You weren't paying attention. That's your problem. You probably on your phone or on your iPad and you weren't paying attention.
No.
Or Gina was probably talking to you once again during that part.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody was asleep this morning when I was watching Gotham. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh. Right now, people are just dropping like flies that used to listen to our show. They're like, Amy.
He's probably just old. He's hurt. What? He's limping.
All right. Whatever. So what do you think about Jim and Bullock? In the beginning of the episode, Bullock wants him back. By that time, he's getting bitched at. Do you remember this part when Bullock tells him, stay away?
Yes, I remember that part.
Really, do you?
No, because it didn't happen.
Oh, my gosh!
Bullock wants him back.
No, Bullock told him to stay away at the end. How much of the show did you watch?
Okay, my end cut off.
No, because after that part there where they get bitched at, and then they walk out, and Barnes kneels over and starts coughing. Like, he starts coughing, so it almost sounds like either he's sick or he's dying or what the hell, but something's up with Barnes. As they walk out, Gordon says, hey, man, I apologize for getting us in trouble. I'm going to do this and this and that. And then Bullock says, you know what, Jim? Why don't you just stay away for a minute? And then Valerie Vale walks in and throws the handcuffs at him. Did you not see that part?
No, I didn't see any of that.
Really?
So my DVR must have cut off.
Wow. Because that part happens. Then she starts bitching at him about using him. And he's like, yeah, I used you for bait, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, mine cut off. I didn't see any of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I know you're lying now.
No, I didn't.
Really? Your DVR sucks balls.
Yeah, it does. Charter, you need to fix that shit.
Yes, you do. Yeah, because you missed that part, and I think
I'll watch it on the app. I'll watch it on the Fox app.
And then I think, what else did you miss? I think that was pretty much it. And then that was, hold on, I'm thinking here. And then, yeah, then pretty much that happens at the end, and then Jim's at the bar, and then everyone starts. So you didn't even see the part of everybody doing their own thing.
No.
Yeah, because then they show a clip of Tabitha and Barbara in the bar, and it's packed club, and they cheers each other. Then you see Valerie; she's developing pictures, and then she actually develops the picture that she took of Jim with Bat Boy hanging out the window. And then they show different people. You didn't even see any of that part. Then they show Jim at the bar drinking. Wow, you totally missed out like 10-15 minutes. You suck.
My DVR does.
No, it's the operator, okay? So it's, you know, it's you. You can't blame the computer. You got to blame the person using the computer. I don't blame the DVR. I blame the person setting the DVR.
Maybe I should do extended, 30 minutes extended.
Maybe you should do that. Maybe you shouldn't have friends over while you're trying to do research on a show. How about that? Yeah. That's what it was. As soon as we get on the phone, she'd be like, "Sorry, Mike, Gina. Yeah, they were all we were playing dominoes, and I wasn't paying attention, and I won, and da la la."
Whatever.
And that's why Gina.
I'm so happy we are back.
And that's why Gina walked in, because she was ready to collect on her peanuts that she won last night during.
That was actually Nikki that walked in.
Oh my God! You got a whole house full of women. All right. So you missed the last 10-15 minutes of it. You missed the good stuff. You missed
some
really good
stuff. I'm going to have to check out the Fox app then and watch it there.
Yes, you are. And I think that is it. That's all my notes. Thank God I took notes, because you and I would have stopped talking. Whew. Good thing I can't. See? And that is why, Gothamites, I take the notes. Because
that's why Mike takes the notes, yeah, because my DVR sucks.
Yes, it's the operator. Scale of 1 to 10, the first 45 minutes that you got to see? What do you give it?
I gave that a 10. This was a great season opener. I'm ready for next week.
Totally agree with you. 10. I loved it. Loved the ending. Loved the characters. And just everything was just really, really, really good.
Like, honestly, I don't think Gotham and its, you know, first two seasons, I think maybe one episode that got me like, oh my God, is it over yet?
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, how if I don't like the episode, I start picking up my phone.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I know you do that.
I think Gotham's only giving me like one of those.
And which episode was that?
That's when Galavan came back.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any any episode. Gotham I have liked since the beginning. To every episode has just been, yeah.
Only time I was really excited is when like Butch blew him up. And I was like, yes, I love you, Butch.
Oh, God. All right, we're done. So we both give it a 10. If you want to check out Amy and her blogs and all her friends that ruin our recap shows, check out thevro.com. That is where she's at. Do you want to give out your social media, or do you just want to send everybody to the VRO?
Yeah, it's the VRO. Twitter is at the VRO. Mine on Twitter is AmyVRO. We are on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook, just Variety Radio Online.
Sweet. And then you're also on the Good Shows app, correct?
Yes, we are.
Variety Radio Online and the Good Shows?
Yes, which I will hopefully, cross fingers, start updating this season.
Well, that would be nice if you did, you know, instead of ruining the recap shows that we actually do together. Maybe you can give the fans a little bit of insight of how you really felt.
You know, everybody's going to think this season that you still hate me.
I don't hate you. Just hate your friends. Just hate your friends. So I think that's it for us. If you want to check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. Feels good to be back.
It does.
iwatchmike.com is my blog. Don't forget, people, Amy and I are available on iTunes. You can find us. All you got to do is search Talking Gotham on iTunes. Or you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike if you don't have an iTunes account. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. Of course, the Good Shows app. If you go to the Good Shows, it's a cool app if you're a fan of TV and movies. All the Gothamites, you should go there and start giving y'all's reviews for Gotham. Gotham Addicts, what's up? And I think that's it. I think next week what I'll do is since we have this show, Amy, we've been doing shout-outs to some of the countries that have been listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll do is we'll throw this one online, share it, and then we'll see who's been listening, and then we'll shout them out and everything.
Sounds good.
It's really
Sounds
cool.
Good.
It's really cool, because I think we had some people listening to us for Fear of the Walking Dead in Taiwan. How cool is that?
Yeah.
I don't think they can understand me, but that was cool. So, all right, people, have a great week. Me and Amy will be back next week to talk more Gotham. It's going to be insane, the episode. So I'm excited. Maybe Amy will
be able to see the whole episode.
Be responsible and kick everybody out of the house.
Yes. Yes.
You should just give everybody a bologna cheese sandwich, say, sit down here on the front porch, shut up, and let me do my show.
Yes.
In fact, don't even give them cheese. Just give them bologna.
Okay.
All right. Say goodbye, Amy.
Bye, Mike. Bye, Internet.
Gotham is on a knife edge, but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.